यत्ने न पुराण राज कंगामलाखी शबकेली हंसा सत्स्तोत्र बहतीय लोके तम कीर्तियामो प्रभुपाद देवम्। Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because of His efforts, the pure and crystal clear Ganges River of Srimad Bhagavatam, the King of Puranas, is now flowing all over the world. The pebbles in that river are the jewels which are the prayers of the pure devotees, and playing within its waters are the swans of the pastimes of Lord Keshava. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasaritsu Shatamandireshu Aropayanyo Madhuri Prithivyam Tankirtiyamam Prabhupada Devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who planted the charming lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in hundreds of temples and thousands of hearts throughout this world. Kaushalya Darya Sya Sahasra Shastra Shastrati Varshai Pati Hanyatehi Jandakale Mohacha Mohatena Dhamkirtiyamam Prabhupada Devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Showering thousands of arrows, which are His books, He has destroyed the fierce army of illusions presented by the age of Kali. Nana the sudden gold, the sudha prakasho, palakchito stapita evahina, Krishna no chinta janasanga vrikshas, tam kirtiyamam prabhupada devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Upon this earth He has planted the desire tree of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, whose many splendid fruits are the different methods of distributing Lord Chaitanya's nectarian message. Yo nityada jivati daivikishu nijasu shikshasu sahanugami kripambude nanda sutashitatma tankirtiyamak babupada devam. Let us glorify His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is like an ocean of mercy, and who, with his body, mind, words, and self, has completely taken shelter of Lord Krishna, the transcendental son of Nanda Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him.
Yevahidam Sri Prabhupada Deva Kiryashtakam Sushtupatanti Nityam Goro Nayacharya Vachitta Shakya Chi Krishna Bhatam Pavadantu Bhumyam.
These eight verses describe the glories of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The author of these verses prays that those who read them regularly with a proper devotional spirit may become wonderfully empowered by the spiritual masters descended from Lord Chaitanya to preach the message of Lord Krishna in this world. Next is Vanaukoshtakam. Using a series of extravagant metaphors, the author addresses his senses, comparing them to forest animals.
Bhavatasam Nikulyapas Chakva Nitra Shochalo Kridishyatakada Krishna Rupa Rupya Hrademale.
O quickly moving fish of my eyes, when will you abandon the water of the muddy irrigation ditch of material existence and sport in the clear lake of the beauty of the form of Krishna?
Karnam rago hare lila kana kalam manoramam asutya gokularam hi yuvam stambham prayasitaho.
O dear of my eyes, when will you become stunned with delight upon hearing the sweet and enchanting sound of the songs glorifying the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Gokula?
Grana bhinga kadadishya vindaranye pramudita govinda pada padmasya padimallena kakshyati.
O bumblebee of my nose, When, by good fortune, will you become attracted and delighted by the sweet fragrance of the lotus feet of Govinda in Vrindavan?
Rasana Shadabam Bhima Savaramya Bhayankara Krishna Prasara Ranvatam Balena Bantyate Kada.
O ferocious Sharaba animal of my tongue, you are frightening to all the inhabitants of the forest. When will you be forcibly bound by the strong rope of Krishna Prasadam?
Note, the Sharaba animal, now extinct, was very large, had 8 legs, and lived by devouring elephants.
Mana padamamakke king Krishna nila payodharam alokya eva kada mitra parishta parinatsyasi.
O proud peacock of my mind, when will you see the dark cloud of Krishna and dance in jubilation?
Mantara buddhishambhuka Krishna panamitabjinim agamya sundaram chaktum kadama japu shakshasi.
O slowly moving snail of my intelligence, when will you reach the unlimited and beautiful forest of lotus flowers which is the 2 feet of Krishna? When will you find yourself unable to leave that forest?
Ahankarakshroshana bhavabandana karana nidram prayahi nityam tvam sayane rachite maya.
O ferocious bear of my false ego, you are the cause of my bondage in this material world. I have constructed a nice bed for you. Please sleep eternally upon it and never wake up.
Ashinuta mama mitrani kamindriya vanaukasaha radha manavayo padam sevadham vaikshanekshane.
O my friends, O forest animals of the working senses, please hear this. You should serve the lotus feet of Radha and Madhava at every moment.
Next is the Sri Jagannath Deva Sharanashtakam, 8 verses of surrender unto Lord Jagannath.
Vishalaksha charu papullamja pushpam saharsha smitascha hyakarpura rehikam parasyola satkala nakshatranatam jagannath devam sharanyam papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. His wide open eyes are like 2 beautiful blossoming white lotus flowers, and his joyful smile is as cooling as an amazing line of camphor. His face is like a beautiful and resplendent dark moon.
Tamuda vilasandataha dikantim bhavati tasasto savami hikelim stuvaloka danyatva padara vindam jagannatha devam saranyam papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. His splendid beauty removes the darkness of the bewildered desires of the conditioned souls, and the glorious festival of his unlimited pastimes is beyond the jurisdiction of the material sphere. His lotus feet are the source of auspicious spiritual benediction to the devotees who glorify them.
Sachisununa nityata gayatati sukhenatmana prema punjena tushtam sabaktai paritena vismeramishtam jagannatha devam saranyam papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter and my worshipable Lord. He was amazed and pleased by the son of Shachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya, who was actually non-different from Lord Jagannath himself. Surrounded by his devotees, Lord Chaitanya chanted the holy names of Lord Krishna and danced, immersed in great love of God and transcendental happiness.
Jayasri Shubha Prema Piyusha Vrinda Sarani Jara Plavitantak Sukhena Sadashila Chechanya Devena Bhaktam Jagannatha Devam Saranyam Papadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. Lord Jagannath was constantly worshipped by Lord Chaitanya Dev, whose mind was very jubilant, inundated by the swiftly flowing mountain stream of the nectar of Srimati Radharani's auspicious pure love of Godhead.
Mahabhava Purena Vrindavanamya Kurukshetatirtat Pranita Samohodam Hridi Srila Chaitanya Chandrena Tam Sri Jagannatha Devam Saranyam Prapadye. Let me surrender to Lord Jagannath, my only shelter, imbued with the most exalted ecstatic love, Mahabhava. Lord Chaitanya Chandra jubilantly brought Lord Jagannath within his heart from the holy place of Kurukshetra to Vrindavan Dham. Yarascharya madhurya vrindata vishta yalasambu janna pramode na jangro taro goda chandras tu gundi chagastam jagannata devam sharanyam prapadye. Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter, in the sacred place known as Gundicha. Lord Gaurachandra, with great joy, relished the fragrance of the wonderfully sweet, delightful lotus flower of Lord Jagannath's Vrindavan pastimes. Kurukshetra pite vrajastri kulaya lavanyatva pihushapanam papitam Satrishnam spalalochanairagatastam Jagannatha devam saranyam papadye. Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. At the holy place of Kurukshetra, the gopis of Braja thirstily and lovingly drank the nectar of Lord Jagannath's beauty with their glistening eyes.
Anantam jagatkaranam devatesham suvalochitam satchidananda rupam vilasa priyam bhakta sangha pramodam jagannatha devam saranyam prapadye.
Let me surrender unto Lord Jagannath, my only shelter. He is unlimited, the cause of the universes and the master of the demigods. He is worshipped by those who are actually pious, and his form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is very fond of performing pastimes, and he delights his devotees. Next is Srila Govinda Dev Keli Stuti.
Vaikunda Loka Padamara Maniya Kunje Gunjana Kokila Kulesita Raja Hansi Vrindavane Padama Shobhani Charu Radha Govinda Deva Charitans Madamana Satvam.
O mind, please remember the pastimes of Lord Govinda Dev and Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan, which is above the Vaikuntha planets and supremely beautiful. That Vrindavan is full of white swans, cooing cuckoos, and beautiful groves.
Devinda mandalamato lavano kishoro Vrindata vishadasato pada divya muhuti Lila paro vidipato vipane nikunji Sri Radhika muradipupa namami bhaktya.
With a devotional spirit, I offer respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Krishna, the enemy of the Mura demon, who are eager to perform pastimes on Govardhan Hill and in the forests and groves of Vrindavan. Their transcendental teenage forms are very beautiful. They are the children of the aristocracy of Vrindavan, and they are praised by the demigods.
Vismapate manasi vispurita juvaishtam nandishare vasika mandala nandadatri Bhoranavanalakitam Badaloka Moham Govinda Deva Subakili Vachitra Chitram.
May the colorful picture of the auspicious pastimes of Lord Govinda Dev appear in my amazed mind. That picture is very splendid, and it delights the inhabitants of Nandishwar, who are expert at relishing the mellows of devotional service. That picture enchants the most elevated devotees, and it is painted in the colorful words of the Puranas.
Shri Krishna Sundaratana Krita Krishna Megha Shri Radhi Kojulatatit Sahachara Radha Vrindavanishra Sanatana Nanda Vrindas Dhakchanda Chitta Gagane Kilakashi Shishta.
May the supremely beautiful dark cloud of the form of Krishna become manifested within the sky of your pure heart. That cloud of Krishna is pleased with the association of the effulgent streak of lightning known as Srimati Radharani. That cloud of Krishna eternally delights Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vrindavan.
Shri Nanda Nandanatamalaka Kalpa Vriksha Shiradika latakaya padidanda shakha. Bhema kulakla sadashaya padamulas. Svachunda chitta sudasi padibimbitostu.
Sri Krishna is like a tamal desire tree whose arms are embraced by the creeper of Srimati Radharani. The feet of that tree are the shelter for the saintly persons imbued with pure love of God. May that tree become reflected in the lake of your pure heart.
Amala Vaishnava Mangala Modako Babadavanala Tadada Nasako Adivilasana Sheetala Nijada Pasadatana Machitta Madustali.
May the cooling, swiftly flowing stream of the pastimes of Lord Hari flow into the desert of my heart. That stream delights the pure devotees and destroys the distress of the forest fire of material existence.
Govinda Deva Charitani Manoramani Sansara Bandha Guna Kankana Rupanani Mohadi Mukta Janamanda Daharshanani Govanda Nanda Naganamma Manda Chitti.
The pastimes of Lord Govinda Deva are very beautiful, and they delight the saintly devotees who are freed from illusion, envy, and so forth. The description of those pastimes is the sword that cuts the rope of bondage to the material world. May those pastimes delight my slowly working mind.
Rajapurandada sunaparamala pamayapallava pushkada petakam padimala mitapesada tabadam tavamanodada dhamani rohatu.
May the multitudes of blossoming lotus flowers of pure and transcendental love for Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, grow within the lake of your heart. Those lotus flowers are unlimitedly beautiful and fragrant.
Manneta yugmakam agahita murti ruchya matkhana yugmakam upenda vilasa padmai matchittamadi purushasya kata vivadhyai mandana samhari matarabhi manditam sya.
May my eyes be decorated with the beauty of the form of Krishna, the enemy of the Agha demon. And may my ears be decorated with the lotus flowers of the pastimes of Lord Upendra. May my mind be decorated with the description of the stories about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And may my words be decorated with the philosophy enunciated by Lord Hari.
Padamakadana kadana komala kamala benuka keshiva nasaka karuna gopa vichataka gokula yuvatikarshaka dushakipamahi.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O cause of all causes, you are as beautiful as a lotus flower. O Merciful One, O Killer of Dhenukasura and Keshi, O Leader of the Cowherd Boys, O Attractor of the Young Girls of Gokula, please be merciful to me.
Ravishita tata chata danataka yuvati santati santata tarpaka kubanatapaka sevaka taraka sapati mamapi rakshavitapitam.
O Krishna, you expertly dance on the bank of the Yamuna River, and you delight the gopis. You deliver your devotees in the material world. Please protect me, for I am greatly distressed. The transcendental and beautiful emerald of Lord Madhava is a very auspicious ornament. That ornament is praised by the saintly persons, and it is very delightful to the mind. May that emerald of Krishna shine in the cave of my heart.
Kubja virupyam matoresha gavam gonte hisatrun guvaraja vancham nandatma jagni patidangravanyo machetana gani vinashayitso.
The fire of the son of Nanda Maharaj destroyed the ugliness of Kubja and the pride of the king of Mathura, Kamsa. That fire also destroyed the enemies of Arjuna and Dhruva's desire to possess a kingdom. May that fire destroy the sins within my heart.
Goloka pallava saroja daleshu divyam vena yitamita sahayaka vinda sanga Shri Krishna kelana parolasa Krishna deha Isheshwarobha matutavaka chitta vele.
Shri Krishna is the jubilant and playful bumblebee who sports in the petals of the blossoming lotus flower of Goloka Vrindavan, accompanied by multitudes of loving associates. May that bumblebee fly into the garden of your heart.
Nagesha Niskaruna Kaliya Moonaleka Vrindata Vibhuvanaranya Vilasa Bhusha Shri Shama Sundara Manohara Pada Chinnam Saubhagya Dambalasatu Mama Chitta Margi.
May the beautiful and auspicious footprints of Shri Shama Sundara be manifested on the pathway of my thoughts. Those footprints are the delightful and splendid ornament for the ground of Vrindavan forest, and they are impressed on the heads of Kaliya, the cruel king of the serpents.
Shri Radhika Ramana Shobhita Divya Murti Shushyama Chitta Hara Sundara Tapataka Bhama Vilasa Samudanaya Jaitri Laksha Samstapita Sumati Mandada Mastake Me.
May the blackish and enchanting flag of the beauty of the transcendental and splendid form of Krishna, the lover of Srimati Radharani, be established on the roof of the mansion of my mind. That flag is the emblem of victory over the multitude of material desires.
Shri Krishna Chandra Madhurandhiti Krishna Chandra Shri Radhika Divila Sattadaka Samuha Shri Gaura Chandra Bhava Mochana Gaura Chandra Vistariye Pradana Kirdana Malpa Budho.
Shri Krishna Chandra is like a pleasantly splendid dark moon, and he is accompanied by the host of twinkling stars of the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. That moon of Krishna also appeared as the golden moon of Lord Gaurachandra, which delivers the living entities from the bonds of material existence. May that moon of Krishna shine with its effulgence of mercy upon my meager intelligence.
Govinda Deva Ruchirana Pulla Panne Vrindavanada Pagrahopavanadi Rudhe Kopangana Shuti Vibhushana Arya Devi Madhurya Dhamani Manomadapopitostu.
May the bumblebee of my mind be placed in the charming blossoming lotus of the beautiful face of Lord Govindadev. That lotus is worshipped by the saintly persons. It grew up in the garden of the home of Nanda Maharaj, the emperor of Vrindavan, and it is the ornament for the ears of the gopis.
Vrindavane Kushala Mandala Adi Rajai Sammohi Yandadati Sundada Kopikalim Anandito Mamamana Krishamurti Chinno Yashoda Kelipada Venukalaika Dastu.
The sweet flute music of the account of the pastimes of Sri Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is the supreme monarch of the auspicious and beautiful land of Vrindavan, and that music enchants the beautiful gopis who reside there. When will that music delight the delicate deer of my mind?
Yamune vipana vinda vistade vibhimatta madapeshadam shubham Pujiyamatulayavibhushitam Krishna chanda padapanna yugmakam.
I worship the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chandra. Those feet are very beautiful and auspicious. They are decorated with tulsi buds, and they wander in the forest by the broad bank of the Yamuna River.
Vamsi vetra patangulim madusuda vacham nunogyasmitam chandrasyam sputa padma lochana yutam varyavatam sampriyam govatsavale lakshanata vichadam gopatma jayaravritam vrindadan ninakundrike lamapadam nandasya sunam bhuje.
I worship Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna holds a flute and staff in his hand. His words are as charming as sweet nectar, and his smile is very enchanting. His face is as beautiful as the moon, and his eyes are as splendid as blossomed lotus flowers. He wears a peacock feather in his hair, and he is very active for the protection of the calves in his charge. Surrounded by the cowherd boys, he is fond of performing pastimes in the groves and forests of Vrindavan.
Sadhu chitta dhanaya sadakada sambhavishyati suganda yuktaya Radhika ramana keli mallika malaya mamamatir bhushita.
When will my mind be constantly decorated with the aromatic garland of mallika flowers, which are the pastimes of Radhika Ramana, Krishna? That garland delights the minds of the saintly devotees.
Gopi nana manasya kamana kule shandaya manasya kim Vanshulim pada loka mohana kutim radha mano nandinim Sandhyayutu gokula vihatana krishnasya padabjinin sevishye padamadade nusukito nandasya suno sada.
Sri Krishna is the lover of the gopis, and he plays the flute in the forest of Braja. The sound of his flute enchants the exalted devotees and delights the mind of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he performs pastimes in charming Gokula. When will I constantly serve his lotus feet with great reverence and delight?
Nandavana manasa sammayantu kujanta aishraya badalusanta lokotara mangala sundaratma govinda leelavali rajahamsa.
The swans of the pastimes of Govinda are very auspicious, beautiful, extraordinary, and opulent. Warbling and playing, may they migrate to the Manasa lake of my thoughts. What follows is a short description of Sri Krishna's lotus feet from the Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Chakra dinduya vashtakona kalashais chatra trikonambarais japa swastika vajra gospatada dharmi nodure kankushai amboja dvaja pakva jamba vapala sallakshana rankitam jiyachi purushottam apagamakai shri krishna paradvayam.
All glories to Sri Krishna's lotus feet, which are marked with the signs of the disc, half moon, barleycorn, eight-pointed star, water pot, parasol, triangle, sky, bow, swastika, thunderbolt, cow's hoofprint, conch shell, fish, urdhvareka line, rod for controlling elephants, lotus flower, flag, and ripe jambu fruit. Taken together, these transcendental markings indicate the bearer to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Shri Krishnanga Yugam Sakritchutigatam Savanya Trishnaharam Dhyatam Yandipadam Vilopanipunam Satsampadam Dayakam Drashtam Chadatayachamatkatipadam Savindriyaladakam Strishtam Yatlamahantu Nivritikadam Tannekriyat Kanshitam.
By hearing the description of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, one loses the thirst to attain anything else. By meditating on Sri Krishna's lotus feet, one becomes free from all calamity and attains transcendental good fortune. By seeing Sri Krishna's beautiful lotus feet, one becomes filled with wonder and all one's senses become delighted. By touching Sri Krishna's lotus feet, one becomes free from all fatigue and full of transcendental bliss. I pray that all my aspirations may become fixed on Sri Krishna's lotus feet.
Saubhagyanam sadvacham sadgunanam sampattinam prakrita prakritanam lila garam datta chandyata matram savasvam na krishna padam jamastu.
Simply by meditating on Lord Krishna's lotus feet, one attains good fortune, transcendental beauty, spiritual virtues, and spiritual and material wealth. We pray that these lotus feet of Sri Krishna, which are the abode of innumerable transcendental pastimes, may become the be-all and end-all of our life.
Yasyopasana yapta shakti lavatas chindama nitvamsila kaschit kamaga vittameta davalakaschit chakalpagatam Kechin bhumi raham babuvadakila vishtapadak praninam dachi krishna padada dinda yugalam ko nasayet sapadam.
By worshipping Sri Krishna's lotus feet, rocks become Chintamani jewels, cows become Kamadenu cows, and trees become Kalpa Vriksha trees, which fulfill all the desires of those who approach them. Who would not take shelter of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, which are generously offered to those who will accept them?
Parimalavasata bhuvanam sarasamodatara sangyarolambam giridada padambojam kakkababasikasamirite hatum.
The lotus flower of Lord Giridhari's feet has scented all the worlds with its fragrance and delighted the bumblebee devotees expert at relishing transcendental mellows. with his sweet nectar. What person, expert at relishing transcendental mellows, is able to give up that lotus flower?
Lavanimam adapurnam sangolishe nipurnam yuvati nayana bringa vyuhapitam sushitam nakada nikada rochi kesharam sorabhomi padimalatat gantam krishnapadam jamide.
I worship the cooling lotus flower of Lord Krishna's feet. The filaments of that lotus flower are the Lord's toenails, and that lotus has made all directions fragrant with its sweet aroma. That lotus flower is filled with the sweet honey of the Lord's beauty, and that honey is drunk by the bumblebees of the eyes of the youthful gopis.